I'm Peter Rosenberger, and this is your Caregiver Minute. Weary of the condescending tone from a physician years ago regarding my wife's condition, I leveled my gaze at him and stated, "With all due respect, Doc, I was taking care of her when you were in junior high school, so how about we keep this in perspective? You know, we may not know the science, but we know our loved one. That knowledge and experience provides us with something I coined caregiver authority. Now, quality practitioners recognize the benefit of enlisting our hard-won insights. After dealing with more than 100 physicians and countless nurses, I've learned years ago that training doesn't make one a better human being. It simply provides a skill set. Sadly, for some, those skills could elevate a sense of importance. Part of our job as caregivers is to advocate, and sometimes that means standing up to people who are dismissive or look down upon others. It's uncomfortable to wield caregiver authority, but if we don't, what are the consequences? If we're wrong, we apologize and make amends to the best of our abilities, but if they're wrong, the consequences are far more dire."
This has been your Caregiver Minute with Peter Rosenberger, brought to you by Standing with Hope, a ministry for the wounded and those who care for them. There's more information at standingwithhope.com.
Say, what would you do if you were a new Christian and you didn't have a Bible? It's Michael Woolworth, by the way, from Bible League International, and you'd probably say, well, I'd hop in my car, I'd go to a Christian bookstore, or I'd have one shipped to me. What if those weren't options? You'd say, well, I'm new to the faith. I need to know what it means to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. You know, you would pray that someone, anyone, would bring you a Bible. And that's exactly the way it is for literally millions of Christians around the world. They're part of our spiritual family. They're new to the faith. They want to know what it means to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. But God has them planted where it's very difficult to access a Bible. And that's why the Truth Network and Bible League have teamed up to send God's Word to 3,500 Bible-less believers around the globe. Our campaign is called The World Needs the Word. $5 sends a Bible, $100 sends 20, every gift matched. Make your most generous gift by calling 800-YES-WORD, 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 or give at truthnetwork.com.